Residents and county workers spent much of the day cleaning up the mess left behind after torrential rains came down hard on the Valley Island. Maui County Communications Director Rod Antone says one of the worst hit areas was Kepaniwai Park.
Just mud and debris everywhere. You know, part of the parking lot fell into the Iao stream, although maybe we should call it Iao River now.
Antone says the rains also washed away a section of pipe in Iao Stream that impacted the water supply for customers in central and south Maui.
This is a Department of Water Supply pipe. You know, this is the water that goes to people's homes, and stream water went in there. Now, for the most part, the stream's pretty clean, but you still got bacteria and twigs and leaves and mud and stuff that our system would usually filter out.
County officials urged residents to boil any tap water for 3 minutes and discard ice cubes to avoid contamination. The storm dropped 10 inches of rain on Maui, most of it during a short period of time, just a couple of hours. National Weather Service hydrologist Kevin Kodama says at one point they were seeing 1.25 inches of rain in just 15 minutes.
For us, that's really a big deal. I mean, if we're looking at 3/4 of an inch or an inch in 15 minutes, that's pretty high. And so when you go 1.25, that's way up there.
Kodama says the recent rainy weather comes after an especially soggy month of August.
You know, it would have been the wettest August in a lot of places if it wasn't for last year. So in other words, it was the second wettest August on record. So, I mean, your two wettest August totals, several locations in the state, you know, have been this year and last year.
Several factors come into play when we talk about increased rainfall. Kodama says two of them include rising sea surface temperatures and all the tropical cyclones.
You combine the two things and just makes it a very volatile situation in terms of rainfall.
For now, county officials are warning residents to stay alert for flash floods and the possibility of more rain. Molly Solomon for HPR News.